Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we are sharing important Instagram updates for marketers, including an Instagram Stories update that could cut way down on how much work it takes for brands to create stories, especially if you're an agency and it's hard to get stories content from your clients. So I'm really excited about this. Also, a new feature for feed posts that could easily increase your reach, and an important update for your followers in Europe. People in Europe are getting this really interesting update that could absolutely affect marketing. So we just want to make sure you are aware of that. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production where we break down all the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Chelsea Peitz. Chelsea teaches sales professionals how to leverage social media and technology to build powerful personal brand and develop content that generates real leads. She's also host of the Chelsea Peitz podcast, and her most recent book is called What to Post. And we're excited to have her speaking at Social Media Marketing World this year as well. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having me. Let's talk about Instagram.
Yes. So Instagram friends stories. When I first saw that, I thought they were talking about close friends within Instagram stories, which it's not. So what are Instagram friends stories?
Yes, they have confirmed that they are testing kind of a similar option, I guess you could say, to the close friends. But this would be like a story that you are actually creating just for one friend. For example, let's imagine we are at Social Media Marketing World and you and I have a selfie and I don't necessarily want to post that to my story, but I want to create a story just for me and you. And you can decide, hey, I want to use that. And we talked a little bit earlier about having it be maybe a little bit cleaner, a little bit easier than maybe just at mentioning and tagging someone in that story. So yeah, they're going to be allowing it to be a little bit more simplified. I think this will be really good also for any kind of user-generated content and brands, so make it a little bit easier and kind of cleaner for you to be able to make something for one person and then have them be able to share it easily.
Yeah, well, when I think back to when I worked at the agency and we had all these clients, you know, sometimes we would have I had a restaurant client and we would have a photo contest for a month and everybody would share their photos and tag us. And then we'd put them all in a gallery on Facebook and then people would vote to win a gift card and stuff like that. And so user-generated content is so powerful, but this is basically making user-generated content super easy. So I imagine a brand saying, hey, use this feature to send us a video of whatever it's going to be. And my understanding is the way it works is, so let's say we are at Social Media Marketing World and I'm your official content creator. So I'm following around documenting you and making the stories, and then you get a notification. It's like, hey, do you want this to be added to your story, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So if you're an agency and you can't get your clients to create or provide anything that can be turned into stories, or it's really hard. We got a lot of options in stories these days, but I think back to those days for me. And those, by the way, these were the days where you had to sign in and out of every Instagram client from every client because you didn't have all of those. But now you could literally, all of the fans, the audience, whoever you want to call them, could submit that stuff straight to the Instagram account and the agency could take care of the whole thing.
Which is really great so that you can also password protect yourself and not share your password with people.
Yes, yes, that too. So that thing I love about it. And Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, said he wanted to make sure that, you know, they didn't lose their social focus as they've leaned more into entertainment with reels and things like that. And so, you know, these are obviously more ways that people can connect and stuff like that. So, by the way, we do have a couple of other stories updates to share with you. Chelsea is going to be speaking about Instagram content strategy that convert, turning posts into profits at Social Media Marketing World. And she's just one of many, many people. If you're a marketer and you wish you had more people to talk to, more marketers to share with, they could share with you, someone who understands marketing and your struggles and give you a little nudge in the right direction when you need it, you got to come to Social Media Marketing World next month. You'll find tons of people just like you, and they're marketers, creators, entrepreneurs that are happy to share what's working and what's not. And eager to meet other marketers like you. So when you attend, you'll come, you'll find all these networking tables we have set up dedicated to a wide range of topics, including marketing strategy, content marketing, AI, so you can find your people among the bigger group. So you can go to socialmediamarketing.world to grab your all-access ticket right now. It is not too late to join us. Go to socialmediamarketing.world. So a couple of smaller stories updates. One is they're testing the ability to share someone's profile via stories. So basically, if I go to your profile, there'll be a share button and then I can share it to my stories and say, hey, you should check out Chelsea.
Yeah. And it'll give like a little preview, if you will, of like your profile picture and some of your posts, which I think is a great idea. I like to share a lot of people. And what I've been doing, like everybody else, is usually just tagging them or at mentioning them and saying, hey, you should follow this person and here's why. But I think it's nice and a little bit easier to have sort of that visual element so that somebody can immediately kind of sort of see like what is all on that profile. And it's pretty large. I mean, it's much bigger than like a sticker, according to the photos that we saw. So I'm really excited about that. I think that's a really great way to share and shout out other people.
So it shows their bio and, you know, the 160 characters and all that. Okay.
And it'll show like little squares of like their little posts. Not, you can't scroll through it, I don't think, but it showed like a little snippet, almost if you took like a little screenshot, if you will, of there.
Okay. Yeah. That is, I like that. That is an upgrade. And then also the latest version of the Instagram app is offering the feature to cancel a story upload. So if you ever started uploading a story and then you decide you don't want to, you can cancel it, which I guess there was a need for this.
You know, I am one of those people that probably was someone who needed it, because sometimes what happens to me is when I upload a story, maybe I forget something or I was going to add a link or something like that. And sometimes I'm waiting for it to load and post so that I can delete it. And I'd be waiting and refreshing and waiting and refreshing. And then I would just delete it and redo it again. So certainly, you know, if you make a mistake or there's an accident or you didn't mean to post it, I can see how that's a great thing to have. And I know that they've been working on other tools. For example, editing your direct messages. I think it was like a 15-minute window after you sent a DM that you could go back and edit. So they've been trying to add a few other features that allows you to go back and change something if you have like a misspelling or if you made a mistake, et cetera.
Yeah, well, and I haven't seen this, but if you could cancel the upload and have it return to the draft, like, yeah, that would be great.
That was the best thing that ever happened with Reels when it finally went back and would let you like save it as a draft instead of having to start all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, yeah, that's very, very helpful. All right. And stickers continue to be a big part, of course, all over Instagram. And now they're doing more and more of these custom stickers called cutouts. So tell us about what these are and how these work.
I cannot wait for these. These remind me of the Snapchat days where you could actually make stickers out of other people's content. And believe it or not, yes, I still have that. I go into my Snapchat. I have friends, you know, funny faces that we would always send to each other. I also currently have the cutouts and the stickers and the AI backgrounds in my Instagram account. I'm not sure if everybody has those yet, but they've also changed the name of these stickers. It went from like AI stickers to now it's cutouts. I think this will be a really fun way to be able to have some fun and create original content, of course, between friends as well who are following your stories. And yes, of course, you will be able to turn this function off if you prefer that nobody make cutouts or stickers of your content.
Yeah. And I would think though, for most brands, it's like exposure is always good. Not that all press is good, but you know, generally it's going to be good. And if, even if somebody wanted, like if somebody was out to get a brand, they're going to be able to find another picture and do it somewhere else anyway. So I would definitely lean toward leaving it on. And then Instagram has continued to develop what they're calling public collections. And I like this for brands because I think it can show a more well-rounded brand. But tell us what these public collections are and what you've seen with this so far.
Yeah, you might remember that they did away with, remind me what the word was because I'm misplaced, guides, right? Guides, that's what
guides, yeah.
And I
yeah.
love guides. I had guides. It was kind of like a collection or a playlist of my own greatest hits, which I kind of wonder, like, is that a way that you could use these collections? The idea behind it is you can sort of create these, if you will, boards or collections of content that you like in order to give people who are newer to your profile that immediate sense of your interests, your hobbies, things that you have in common. But I wonder also if you could use it as somewhat of a little playlist, if you will, because I would love to have that for Reels, where if I'm doing a series or something all within a theme, that I could have it all in one place so that people could consume more of it. But the stated goal is that it's going to live on your profile and it is going to be a place where you can save or pin content to a collection that can help you express who you are and make connections with people that are coming to your profile.
And it's not just your content. It's like whatever you find and you like.
Right. Exactly. So it's kind of like, in my mind, I feel like a Pinterest board, if you will, but living on Instagram.
Yeah. I miss guides too. But one of the things that I say a lot when I'm working with clients is that bingers are buyers. And so anything we can do to get people to binge more of our content and find out more about who we are moves them forward in the buying cycle quite a bit. This is part of what I'm going to be talking about at Social Media Marketing World. But the other part of this is when we're trying to AI proof our businesses, where we're trying to put out content that is authentic enough and is not a deep fake. And like, you can tell this is created by a real person kind of content, which is obviously the kind of content marketing that's going to really thrive and build loyalty. I think that AI can write a quick blog that tells me how to change the faucet out in my bathroom if it's broken or something like that. But real, you know, authentic content, I think, is still going to have that place. And so I've been talking to people about personal brand being one of the ways that you can AI proof your business. And it is a matter of not just being the thing that you are, whether it is a, you know, let's say, to use an example from earlier, let's say you're a restaurant. It's okay, we're this restaurant. We also love this local festival. We also support this local charity. And, you know, there's all these things that you can add that make you so much more well-rounded and, you know, lovable. For lack of a better term. So I like that. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I can't imagine updating it on a regular basis. Like, do you feel like with Instagram stories highlights, you would just keep adding things forever?
Well, I also too fall out of doing that habit and just have remembered I should probably add something to my highlights because it's been a while. But yes, I could see that happening. And I think there is something just generally pleasing about the idea of collecting all the things you like in one place, which is why I like to use Pinterest. So I think there's a few different layers of it. But yeah, I think you're right. It kind of gives that the well-rounded, holistic vibe to that personal brand. You can see what else they're into and also discover things that maybe you didn't know about before.
Yeah. Pinstagram, right? That's what we're going to call it is Pinstagram. Another feature that everybody should have, or you should have relatively soon now, is the ability to add a poll to your feed post. So tell us what you've seen with this so far, Chelsea.
So I don't have this yet on my feed post, but I did just get it yesterday on my Reels. And what I quickly discovered is that if you're on your desktop version of Instagram, you're not able to see them. But if you're on your app on your phone, you are able to see and participate. And I thought it was pretty cool. I haven't tried it yet. But what happens, at least from what I've seen, when I was about to go post my reel where I put the caption, there's a little button that says poll. You can tap on it and just as you would on an Instagram story, create the options for the poll. And then it will be right in that caption. So viewers who are seeing it on the phone can participate in that poll and see, you know, the responses of the other people, just very similar to the Instagram story poll. So I'm excited to try it. I'm going to try it on my next reel and see if it makes an impact.
Yeah, I feel like I've had it on Reels for a while. I do have it on my feed post. If you want to see an example, if you go to the Social Media Examiner Instagram, Jason, our social media manager, put one up. And it's very slick. It's very smooth. The big great thing here for marketers, though, I think, is it's just an easier way to get people to engage. And therefore, you can reach more people. And if you're able to set up a poll in a way where it's, you know, everybody has a quick vote, right? So you want to make sure to chime in, but then certain people will want to say more, then the comments, of course, is where all that will go. But as we seem to be seeing more struggles getting reach from feed posts, I think anything we can get to make the engagement easier like this is I think a massive, massive success. So that's great. And then another thing, that this is something that's being tested right now, and it's called Instagram Flipside. And I got to tell you, I didn't know what it was from the name. So why don't you explain what Instagram Flipside is?
Yeah, I read a little article about that. Maybe they're testing this and it's sort of like more of a private side to your Instagram. And I know that a lot of people have multiple Instagram accounts. They call it their real Instagram or their public Instagram. Some of them have a Finstagram. And this is going to be something that not everybody obviously will be able to see unless you designate who is able to, but you're going to have the ability to have this flip side, if you will, of your public facing Instagram. And the other flip side of it would be sort of that private side of Instagram. I think it's too early for any, I don't think anybody's had it. I have no clue what it's even going to look like. But that could be really interesting to see how they roll that out if that's something that they do decide to test.
Yeah, so it's like a private profile within your public profile. And I initially thought, oh, maybe brands could use this to have like a VIP club, but I feel like it would be too much work and maintenance potentially for that.
Yeah, I'd say they probably stick with subscriptions on that one.
Yeah, but maybe it's just as a marketer, you have a side of you that you don't want your clients to know about, and you can set that up now as well. And then another thing that is being tested right now are notes prompts. So notes are the little notes that show up at the top of the DMs on people's profiles, pictures, where you can, they can put something up, you can add a song, you can, you know, people can reply and things like that. And so what are notes prompts?
So I had to kind of reread this because it was fuzzy to me. I'm like, wait, what exactly is this? And so I'm looking at my notes here because it's basically a way for people to create a note that has a prompt on it for others to respond, sort of kind of like, you know, what are you listening to or what's your mood, that sort of thing. And the idea is that by giving them more ways to get engagement and participation, which is sort of the theme of the day with the polls and all of that, that they might be more comfortable expressing themselves and connecting with friends in notes. You already mentioned earlier that Instagram CEO mentioned, hey, we've gone so far into quote entertainment, which we assume he means reels, that we're also wanting people to have different opportunities and the private side of Instagram to stay connected and communicate.
Yeah, and that certainly makes sense. So it's just basically making it easier for people to come up with something to post on their notes is what it is. Okay. I have seen more, at least in my own experience in my app, I have seen more adoption of notes. I mean, they, you know, initially they were like, teens love them, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not friends with many teens on Instagram. So that's a good thing, I guess. But now I'm seeing more and more. So it'll be interesting to see if that adoption does continue. So, and then here being in the United States as marketers, Europe has been making lots of changes around privacy laws. And so Meta and Instagram have had to adapt. There was this talk of having a paid version with no ads on Facebook and Instagram, would obviously would impact any marketer trying to reach people in Europe. And now another update that's kind of driven by that. So what's happening that people need to be aware of for their followers in Europe?
We talked about this on an earlier show about them thinking about, hey, maybe we have a free version with ads, kind of the Netflix model, if you will, or any of the other streaming services, and or you could pay and not have ads. So the Digital Market Acts, or DMA for short, is what we're talking about, and it's affecting different countries that are in Europe. And they have decided now that in order to give the users the options to decide how they want their data collected, used, etc., there are going to now be options for users to essentially, I don't know if disconnect is the right word, but to have separate, like, say, Facebook and Instagram, but not necessarily have them connected, or Facebook and Messenger. If you don't want to have those two connected, you can set up sort of the standalone Messenger that will limit some of the ability that the connection point has, but it also will ensure that that data isn't being used from Facebook over into Messenger or vice versa. It's also going to impact Marketplace for Marketplace users, and the gaming section of Facebook, which I've never used before myself.
So from the marketing standpoint then, I mean, a couple things to be aware of with this. One, I'm sure they'll have a solution for this, but the first thing that Lisa, our editorial director, and I were talking about is like, well, what happens to click to Messenger ads on Facebook if all of a sudden there's no Messenger account associated with it? But ultimately, it sounds like if this happens, then if you are targeting people in Europe, there will be less data potentially to target with, because what somebody does on Messenger is not going to be the same profile and information as what they might do on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So again, if you target people in Europe, it's just something to be aware of right now. You know, whenever it is sort of like announcements come out that feel like doom and gloom, I was in a Facebook ads workshop this week and somebody was like, I heard we won't be able to run ads in Europe anymore. And it's like, no, that's not happening. But when those things do happen, right, we adapt, we find new ways. We, you know, a lot has changed obviously in recent years. So, which is of course another great reason for you to join us at Social Media Marketing World this year. It's coming up next month. Don't forget to grab your physical or virtual ticket now at socialmediamarketing.world. That's socialmediamarketing.world. And Chelsea, where can we find out more about you?
Best place to find me is on the gram. It's my name, Chelsea.Peitz, and I'm going to spell my last name for the listeners. It's P-E-I-T-Z. And I certainly do hope that we see a lot of our listeners and viewers here at the amazing event that is going to just be a few weeks away. I can't believe it. I know my slides are due, so I've got to get on that.
Time to make it happen. All right. And if you want to add a podcast to your listening lineup, too, for you to check out the Marketing Agency Show, specifically for people who own or work at marketing agencies, as well as the Social Media Marketing Podcast that has Michael Stelzner with some of the best experts around the world in all types of social media and content. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.